Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop. Go.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Hey, what's going on? D Hour Show in the building, baby. You already know, getting it in as always. The brothers of the D Hour Show is in the building. It's the lovely Tuesday spot. We are upon you once again on this lovely Tuesday, January 15, 2013. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the show tonight. We got an amazing show tonight, absolutely. The brothers are back. You already know it's going down, down, down tonight on Tuesday. It's popping. The Orville Redenbacher Radio, we keep it real, popping hot. All you got to do is bring the butter. We got some amazing music as always, like we always do, from your favorite indie up-and-coming artists and your favorite celebrity artists, as well as we got the incredible segments we throw down as always. And you already know the number one segment on the Tuesday spot, Real Men Talking. Real Men is going to be talking tonight. We got some great conversation tonight. But the headline, the Tuesday spot, tonight we're going to be talking with incredible comedian, actor, singer, a rapper, songwriter, extraordinaire, and also co-starring in the number one movie, comedy movie in America right now, A Haunted House. The one and only Mr. Afion Crockett is going to be in the building with us tonight. So you better get it on. You better turn it on. You better pop it on. Whatever you got to do to get it on and get you listening with us tonight, you better do that. Turn up the dial. Click a button. Click an app. Whatever you got to do, do it, because it's going down on a Tuesday spot. D Slater's in the building. I got my brothers in the building. CK, what's good, bro?
What's going on, D Slater? How you doing, Mr. Elio? Optimum Music. You know what I mean? What's going on, family? Happy New Year. It's good to be
yes,
back.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Happy New Year. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. I'm excited about the new year, and, you know, look forward to many great things. This year is my year of success, and so far, we're kicking it off with some success tonight, so I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. My brother Elio is in the building. Elio, was good?
Everything's good, man. There's nothing to complain about. I'm here at the hour, ready to chop it up with Mr. Crockett, and I'm looking forward to that, and it's going to be a great show. Hopefully, I have my guest speaker come in to question us for Real Men Talking today.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get it on. You already know, bro. You know how we do it with Real Men Talking tonight. So it's going down. And also, ladies and gentlemen, with all the brothers in the building, that also means that Elio and CK tonight is going to be trying to stomp D Slade. Yes, they're going to be trying to stomp D Slade tonight with some trivia questions. Will D Slade go 4-for-4? Will he go 0-and-4? We don't know. But we'll find out tonight, absolutely, on Stomp D Slade. We're going to find out tonight how much knowledge your boy going to bring out tonight, absolutely. And like I said, tonight we're going to have an amazing time talking with the incredible Funny Man. I'm telling you, the brother is hilarious. Wonderful actor, you know, Mr. Afion Crockett. We're going to be talking with him tonight and getting in with him about what's going on, what he's working on, the success of the new movie, A Haunted House, and just definitely talking to him about his career and everything that's going down with him. So definitely keep it locked, keep it tuned in. You know, we got hits for you guys tonight as well. And as always, if you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, or even if you're a gospel artist and you want to have your music showcased on the show, you want us to airplay your music, and you want to be interviewed on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords, D-Hour Show. And if you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, that can be done. It's possible. That can be done. It's very possible. All you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. I spell it like that because there's some spelling challenged individuals out there who tend to have problems with letters and words. So I just like to do that to help them out every now and then. You know, so it's just my way of giving back to the community. Oh, yeah, I do that. Now, real quick, before we play these hits and before we get my man Afion in the building, I just want to say, I know my brothers have heard about the controversial reality show that was supposed to be coming soon with rapper Shorty Low and his 10 baby mamas and his 11 kids. Now this show was supposedly going to be aired on Oxygen. I mean, really, Oxygen of all channels, the all woman channel, and you was going to showcase a reality show like that on an all woman channel. Yeah, I really didn't know how that was going to work, but now the rumors are now is that the Oxygen channel is going to deny the reality show. As well as, I guess the rumors now is that Mr. Shorty Low has got another woman pregnant. So now, if that's the case, now it's 11 baby mama and 12 kids.
At what point do you stop?
I mean that's the mental thought, Elio. I mean that's running across a brother's mind. You know what I'm saying?
I mean
Is when does no mean no? When does stop mean stop?
You know, the good book said be fruitful,
when does birth control mean birth control? You know?
Good question.
I mean, that's you know, when do they say no? Huh? When do the kids stand up and say, Dad, damn, stop it?
I don't need no more brothers and sisters.
Just stop it, okay? All we get now, is a peppermint stick for Christmas. I mean, because it's so bad.
I mean, he might as well start a choir. He can't even have a Jackson 5. He got to do a whole choir.
Absolutely.
That's 11 kids.
Man, he getting it in, though. And also, real quick, brothers, I had, I was getting it in, you know what I'm saying, me and PJ, you know, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous on the I Got Something to Say show yesterday. And she brought up some tidbit of information of for Blue Ivy's birthday, her first birthday, Jay-Z and Beyonce got her a Barbie doll that had 24 karat gold on it. A Barbie doll that had gold on it. and then her birthday cake was $2,000. Now, granted, the Barbie doll was worth $80,000.
Ooh. If you got to spend that, why not?
I personally feel there's way more things I could have got with that $80,000 Barbie, you know, I'm going to say this, brothers.
$2,000 cake, $80,000 Barbie. Just hold that in your mind. Hold that in your mind. Get a good mental picture of it. And I'm telling you, when we come a little later, I'm going to bring it up again. And I want to see what my brothers think about that, because me and PJ had a nice little conversation, and there were some comments from the audience, you know, the listeners who had some comments about what we were talking about. I want to see what my brothers think about that a little later in the show. I'm gonna bring that back up, and we're gonna talk about that, because I had some things. I didn't get a chance to go in. D Slate may go in tonight, but we'll see. Right now, D-Slate, L-E-O-C-K is in the building. The Brothers of the D-Hour Show, the Tuesday spot is popping right now with you guys, and we like to do that and hang out with you guys and get it in, as always, D-Hour Show Radio Network, the Tuesday spot. We're going to be getting it in with Afion Crockett tonight, comedian and actor extraordinaire. And we got hits. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with them. Right now, it's my man Dwele with Must Be right here on the Tuesday spot. Let's go.
Rockin' the Cardis, Calypso with Bacardi, dudes two-steppin' at the party.
Must be the third in the string.
The island pop when the sun's out. They get too hot, they pull them boys out. Cops shut it down, know what I'm talking about.
We the motor, should've told ya. You might see Z reppin' when we ain't sober. It's so simple, no rehearsal. It's universal.
Draws, you gotta jump in it. 28 inch rim driving it.
Must be the motor today.
My truck beat make your boat jangle. My truck with big shoes. My truck drink premium bagel.
Be the motor. Should've told ya. You might see Z reppin' when we ain't sober. It's so simple. No rehearsal. It's universal. So rep your city soul.
Summertime ripping with nuns tripping with guns ripping. I'd rather spend my time unzipping a block. This other one's different, it's none pimping. We unpacking from one tripping, I keep taking her out. She wanna roll, man, hold hands, go where the water is blue, walking on warm sand, no doubt. Just keep throwing it back, my, I keep blowing your back out on my grown man, no doubt.
We the motor,
yeah.
Should've told ya. You might see Z reppin' when we ain't so.
Festivals at the plaza. My heart beats a little faster.
Let's hit the Coney after.
Must be Detroit today.
Sold out shows at the Fox. Old man fishing at the docks. Sunset on the rock tonight.
It must be Detroit today.
Ain't no place like Motown. Mittens up for hometown. And rep your city soul.
We the motor. Should've told ya. You might when we ain't sober, it's so simple. No rehearsal, it's universal. So rip your city soul.
Yeah. Still here. Yeah. Yo, yo. It seems like I'm just losing direction. Or maybe I'm just lost in my own imperfections. I got the footnotes, everyone that used me as a reference. Cause every day in my life learned a valuable lesson. Everything I'm not made me everything I am. Everything I'm missing, turn my family into critics. I just wanted them to listen. I noticed that they didn't, so I'm getting that they really wasn't feeling my decisions. I only wanted them to be happy that I did it. But it feels like I'm happier when I just keep my distance. Through the grapevine, they whispering, I'm trying to be myself. They see me as somebody different, but hold up, I'm comfortable with my own skin. I still suffer from scars from my old friend. Her old friend, I consider my own kin. But now that he's gone, he's blowing in his own.
I thought I was done, but I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me down.
Dark clouds knocking as I'm looking through the peephole. It said I needed more attention from the people. So they called the kids evaporated from my cheekbone. Cause right now, they don't need to hear me lie. They need to feel my pain. They need to hear my cry. And when my soul leaves this earth, they gon' feel me die. Cause I wasn't born for you niggas to ask me why. Hey yo, I've been through a lot of shit. I lost and I gained. And everything I gained, I lost in the vein. Bring my head against the walls. Damn near lost my brain. Having kids at an early age, I felt so ashamed. But just my flowing blood that's running through their veins. So I'm bleeding on these records in case they gotta sustain. I'm able without pain. I'm sure to make change, for I swear it on my name. Yeah, that's me telling the truth, fam. Don't matter if I'm in or out the booth, man. Don't matter if you in or find your truth, man. I stopped worrying when I got rid of all my roots. And I'm still here.
I overcome all the chains that had me down.
Like your only plan was to try to keep me down. Still here. I'm here. Still here. I'm here. Yeah, I guess I get another chance to pick up where I left off and carry on with my plans. Yeah, Lord, I thank you in advance. Never make it to the morning sun just to do this again. So I'ma mark these down. This is when I got friends to turn the page, just to go and read the end. All I got is memories of all the places that we've been. Reminiscing all the good, so all I ever do is grin. And I'ma hold it down with everything left in me, with every breath for me, until I feel my chest empty. As I walk on this journey alone, it feels like we are together when I think about home. So I'm still there.
Yeah, welcome back, welcome back. D-Hour Show in the building, you already know, Tuesday Spots. That was my man Trail Mac, was still here. Before that was Dwelle with Must Be. You already know we're getting it in for you guys tonight. It's the Tuesday Spot with music producer, director. I mean, I could keep going on like he's Jamaican, but I'm not going to do that. His YouTube videos have become an internet sensation. Atheon was introduced to the world on HBO's Def Comedy Jam, demonstrating his crystal clear impersonations and impressions and physical comedy, for which he was labeled the next Jim Carrey. He also shows his range with dramatic turn-ons on CSI New York, NYPD Blue, and The District. He was also the breakout star on NTR's D Hour Show. Welcome to the one and only, my man, Atheon Crockett.
Man, I can't follow that intro right there, man. You just went ahead and read the whole bio, you know, not just the name. You went ahead and read the bio.
Hey, what's good, bro? How you doing?
Man, life is lovely. God is great. I can't complain, and I won't complain. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Absolutely. And who's going to complain? You know what I'm saying?
And who's going to listen? You know what I mean?
Hey, bro, first of all, man, I've seen many of your you know, your talents, man, and comedy and some of the different things that you've done, man. And I want to say, man, you're an incredible comedian and up-and-coming actor, man. You're doing your thing out there, man, and you are definitely blowing up the scene, man. And I just want to say it's a pleasure and it's an honor, bro, to have you on the show with us tonight. Absolutely.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I mean, without support like guys like yourselves and you know, these types of shows, what I do absolutely means nothing and it wouldn't be reached, you know,
that's
it wouldn't reach out to anybody. So I just appreciate the love, large, small, whatever, you know, whether it's Oprah or you, is the same to me.
well, probably not in that order, but, you know, I mean, I'm trying to get there, man. I've been going by trying to talk to Oprah. You know, I guess you know, I used to be the paper boy. You know, I tried to be the milkman, but that didn't work. So I guess she's not really trying to see me right now. But it's all good.
Man,
though,
be your own Oprah, the brother Oprah,
in essence, and everybody that's involved, man, and you know, just the experience with it.
Man, there's some jobs in Hollywood where you get to work with your friends. And you get to work with people that you're fans of, and everybody just kind of clicks together naturally. And there's not a lot of executives standing over your shoulder trying to tell you how to do your job and how to be funny. And this was a job. It was as simple as, you know, I have a working relationship with Marlon Wayans. He's my big homie. I'm like the honorary with it and just to act a fool with everybody.
Oh, man. And I think that's one of the best things, bro. I mean, when you know, especially when you're thinking about a comedy, man, you just get an opportunity to really do what you do all the time, man, is just make people laugh and just be funny. And then when you work around funny individuals like that, I mean, how hard is it to be able to work around somebody funny like Marlon and Cedric and, you know, these cats like this? Because I know sometimes you see the outtakes and it's like it's sometimes more hilarious than the actual film.
Yeah, dude, that's the beauty of working with comedians, man. You never know who's going to break who. So it's almost like a game. I'm going to try to break Marlon and make him laugh during the take, and he's going to try to do the same to me. You know, but I think the most important thing about this movie that I'm proud of is that Marlon produced this himself.
Yes.
You know, he went and got some financiers, and they did it at a cost where he has ownership. And then he took it and got distribution on the back end, which is unlike the Hollywood system. Most people go to a studio with big dollars and they try to get something made, and the studios will kind of hate on it or whatever, or take control over it and try to change the whole flavor of it, and it's something else. But the fact that he was able to do that is like now a new business model. You know, Tyler Perry had a great business model, and now Marlon is coming behind that, and he's doing it his way. So that's what made the project so relevant right now. And then the fact that we smashed the box office.
I know, man. I know. I was like, when I
beat out Gangster Squad.
Yes. When I was like, number one movie, I said, okay, they smashing the box office right now.
Yes, sir.
I was like, That's what's up. But you know what? I mean, like I said, everybody, you know, has been talking about it, man. Everybody's talking about how hilarious it is. I've seen a lot of cats on Twitter, you know, talking about how they just couldn't stop laughing. And I can understand that, man. I mean, you, Marlon, you know, Cedric, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, so the fact that people couldn't stop laughing and thought the movie was so great and hilarious, man, I mean, I really truly just said, okay, I mean, absolutely. I mean, with these cats working on a film, you got to kind of expect that.
Yeah, man. You know, we were in the theater, man. I went to see it with the real folk, you know what I mean, with the fans
right.
on Friday night. Right. And, man, let me tell you something. It's been a long time that I can remember being in a movie theater where from the beginning of the movie to the end, it's just loud clapping, applauding, and you know, people were laughing, dude. It was a great experience for me, man. It was incredible.
Now, I mean, it's almost like the experience I heard. I don't know if you got a chance to check out Django Unchained. I know when I heard about that, you know, cats were telling me, like, some of my cat, my buddies in Chicago, they were saying, like, man, throughout the whole movie, you know, cats was cheering damn near through the whole film.
Okay, okay,
like, that's
yeah.
That's an experience you rarely see when you go to the movies. You rarely see people laughing through the whole film or people cheering through the whole film.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I haven't seen Django Unchained, and I'll be launching my stand-up tour this year, and you'll hear why I haven't seen it.
No doubt.
I have my own reservations about it. Against the actors. I'm a fan of the actors. Sam Jackson is one of my big homies. Kerry Washington, love her. You know, the whole nine yards. But the concept of a slave movie in 2013 just bothers me. So you'll hear about it in my stand-up.
No doubt, no doubt. I got my brother CK in the building. CK, you got any questions for Atheon?
Well, Atheon, I just want to say it's a pleasure to finally meet you. I've been seeing you for a long, long time, and every time I see you, I get all smiles because by the time you get done doing what you're doing, I'm on the floor laughing. I done cried. I'm still laughing. I'm thinking about the next day. You are the funniest man alive to me. I love your skits. I love your person. You keep the straight face. You keep staying in character. I love that. So I commend you for your work.
I appreciate that, brother.
No problem. No problem. I want to ask you: are you coming to St. Louis for your stand-up tour?
I gotta do it. We haven't had the dates mapped out yet, but you can guarantee when I get the first few shows up and running. I'm coming. I'm hitting every city. Everywhere where there's a demand, I'm coming there because no one has seen me live.
Check it out, man. I definitely got to check it out.
Yeah, I'm hitting all spots, man. So, you know, hit up all your local promoters, St. Louis, AZ. Let them know you want to see me there and tell them to get their dollars right.
That's real. Get their dollars right. Because, you know, some of them, man, they trying to do it with link cards and you know what I'm saying? I mean, so they got to get it right, man. Absolutely. I got my brother Leo to build it. Leo, you got any questions for Atheon?
Most def. Definitely, I appreciate you for coming on the show. And, you know, I welcome you to the Diawa Network. I'm Leo, as you already know. Once I heard that you were going to be on the show, of course, I was like, yeah. I was like, bet. I remember the message. I got the message from Dig. He told me he was going to be on the show. I was just like, bet. Just to have somebody with that amount of energy, that outgoing person. I was like, I love to have people like yourself on our show. That's what we're about. So I thank you for being on here.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Sound spoof that I did, Hunt Chris Brown, the Deuce
spoof.
I did,
yeah.
Chris Brown. That's my man. So Titus directed Haunted House. And Marlon and Rick wrote it. So what they do is they call us in, they call Cedric in, they call me in, they call all the veteran guys in, and they tell us what the story is. We know the script, but within that, once we shoot it the way we want to shoot it from the page, then they give us all free reign to just improv and bring the heat like we want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I feel that.
Yeah, but there's definitely a script and an original story to it.
Oh, okay, that's why. All right, now for the stand-up that you're doing up, now how is this constructed? Is this something like the Cat Williams type of a setup or, like, you know, improv?
Stand-up, you can't really reinvent the wheel on that. I'm just following all the greats that have done it, you know, from George Carlin to Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Seinfeld. I'm just taking my life, my experiences, my observations, and I'm talking about them. No one has heard me do that. All y'all have heard me do is characters, whether it's Lester and Soulman or Ray Ray and Haunted House. You've heard me do Jay-Z. You've heard me do Drake. But no one has heard, what do I think about the world? What does Atheon think about the election? What does Atheon think about Django Unchained? So that's what stand-up is. It's me telling the world who Atheon, hear the impressions, right? So I said, let me put all these impressions on an album where I'm cloning myself into 2 Chainz, Russell Simmons, Jay-Z, Kanye, Drake, all of them, Rick Ross, Waka Flocka. But that's what Watch the Clone is. It basically is loosely based on Watch the Throne, but it's a whole original album with me doing other people's voices on songs. I did all the beats. I wrote the lyrics. It's crazy. I did Eminem for the first time. You gotta check it out. It's a great experience. Watch the Clone.
Oh, go ahead, Elio. No, what I was gonna say was, now since we got the real you on stage for the stand up, are we gonna get the real you, real album, heart to heart type thing?
A real album?
Yeah.
It depends on the demand. You know what I mean? Once I get on the road and start touring some more, if I go back out strictly on the music side, we'll see, man. You know, I go with what you care about is who got the latest tattoo and who got, you know, 16 chicks on their arm and VIP popping bottles, then, all right, you can have the whole culture. You know, I preserve the raw culture for myself, but you can have this new breed of, I won't even call it hip-hop, it's something else.
Now, see, right there, you just told me right there that when you do decide to do it, if you do get that demand, that your album is going to be on hit. And I say that because just what you just said, that it's all about lyricism and it's all about, you know, giving really great music and not concentrating on who drinking what, how big the booties is, and you know, what cars you driving, so, and what tattoos Cass has got. So I already know right there, that statement alone tells me that your album going to be on hit.
Yeah, my dude, I appreciate that. I mean, the frustrating thing for me is, as a lyricist, I have lyrics and verses from 10 years ago that no one is touching right now that's out. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm a comedian. I'm not even a focused rapper that does
right.
It all the time. But I got verses that's like, I haven't heard anything that's close, because the culture is not that. That's not what the culture is. The culture is not about telling a really good story and really putting bars together. It ain't about that no more. So, you know.
I mean, you're right, though. I mean, it's so bad right now. I mean, you got rappers that don't know if they want to be skaters, rappers, or wear Garanimals. I mean,
that's Nick's project. He kind of did the same thing that Marlon did. He produced it himself and got some investors, and they're going to go for the distribution on the back end. But that's everybody's in that joint. Me, Kevin Hart, Cat Williams,
oh,
Lou Now,
really?
Mike Epps, Lil Duval.
Oh,
it's
see,
a, it's
I got
a few.
That.
Nick is in it, of course. Yeah, it's crazy. It's more for kids, because one of his rap groups is in it, the teenage kids. But with all of our cameos, it makes it an R-rated movie almost.
Right. And,
and then the baggage claim, that's yeah, that's Paula Patton. My man Dave Talbert reached out to me, the director, playwright, and he just showed the love, man. So, yeah, I got some things cracking off this year and pushing some more stuff through the pipeline too.
Now that film Baggage Claim, I mean, what kind of premise are we looking at with that?
That's like a romantic comedy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Paula Patton trying to find love, and she works in the airline, so she utilizes her.
The Nick Cannon flick and definitely the Baggage Claim movie, man, sounds like it's definitely gonna be some great movies. So I know the fans definitely can't wait to hear that. Now, if we can, I mean, I would love to hear some, but if you don't mind, I mean, I'd love to hear some of your favorite impressions, if you don't mind.
Nah. See, that's why I did Watch the Clone. You wasn't listening when I had said that a minute ago. But that's where that live at. So what you do is you tell your fans, get that Watch the Clone, because it's. I released it in November, but it's still a little slept on. I mean, we did the Billboard charts, but it's some gems on this album, and it's some real verses. It's some real verses on there, but I'm doing it as J or as M. I don't know if you saw the new video where me and my boy are playing M and Dre, but
I haven't seen that one. No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, man, you got to check it out. It's on my YouTube channel.
Okay, I got to peep that one then. I definitely got to peep it. Leo, CK, your brother's got any closing comments for my man Fion?
I just want to say thank you once again. You know what I mean? It's definitely a pleasure, and I'm looking out for that real album.
I got a feeling you're going to drop it. You're going to feel it in your heart. It's a demand for me. I'm demanding that because I'm definitely a lyricist myself, man. I feel your pain, and I see it. So, you know, I'm looking for that. Thank you, man.
Do me a favor. Yeah. I don't know if you got the mixtape I put out a while back on Dat Piff. I put it out years ago. But it's on Dat Piff, and it's called No Joke. And that's me straight rhyming. I got Grandmaster Caz on there and Kingo from UTFO, A+.
Oh, wow.
I got a lot of lyricist cameos on there, but it's me. The majority of it is me just going ham with bars.
He said Kango from UTFO. That took me back on that one.
Kango from UTFO. Mm. I got West Coast Cam on there. We did a Bananas collaboration on there.
Yeah, you said it's on Dat Piff. I got to check that out. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's on Dat Piff. Afion Crockett, No Joke, me and DJ Dells, my boy out of New York.
I got to peep that. Absolutely. CK, you got any closing comments for Afion?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being you and enjoying what you do. And it takes a lot to get out there every day, every night, shoot films, got to fly out, got to go do interviews. Thank you for doing you. Keep doing you. And I look to see more success in your future.
I appreciate it, man. Like I said before, without you guys appreciating me and other fans, what I do is would just be for me and my family. So without you guys, it wouldn't even matter. So thanks for the encouragement. Thanks for the edification. And that's enough for me to be fueled for another 10, 20 years.
That's real. That's real. I want to, my last two questions for you, bro. Now, are there any other aspects of the entertainment industry that, you know, you as an entertainer, man, that you would like to touch on? That you haven't got a chance to really work on?
For me, I have a business mind, so I like to get into owning soft drinks and eventually owning teams and, businesses, you know what I mean, like restaurant chains or whatever. I'm all about business, and it doesn't have to be entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So in addition to producing TV shows and producing movies, I want to own stuff that you didn't even have an idea that a brother could own. You know what I mean?
I like that. I kind of had that myself. Like, I think we need to, maybe I need to come up with a soda pop for the brothers and sisters called Brother Pop,
something,
looking at your career, man, and the many things that you've gotten the chance to work on and achieve. What advice do you give to the up and coming young cats?
Study the craft, man. Study the craft, the old school craft. Most young cats want to take the shortcut because we live in an internet reality show-based generation, so they want to get famous literally overnight. And by the time they get famous and people are like, all right, what else you got? They got no skills, son. No foundation, no skills. So I would definitely say, learn the craft, go back in the old school, some black and white videos and some of the artists that aren't here anymore, and really study what they did and learn how to write. Be original. Do you. Don't try to do the next person.
That's real. I mean, because if not, then you're going to be that cat that wants to do a reality show with your eight kids and your seven baby mamas.
Man, you ain't had to not have any boundaries anymore.
and then I heard that the cat could have possibly got another woman pregnant. I was like, dude, when does no mean no? Come on, man. I was like, wow. I was like, okay. Yeah, that was a killer for me, but I really truly couldn't understand that. That's almost like, seeing Lady Gaga walking around with beef on her back, and now she walking around with guns on her bras. I mean,
man.
Well,
Gaga do it the way she do it.
Hey.
I can't really explain what she does, but she does it.
Oh, man. Well, you know what, bro? I want to say that it's truly a pleasure, man. And it was an absolute honor, man, to have you on the show with us tonight. As far as we're concerned, man, you're no longer a guest here, man. You're The D-Hour Network is your home, man. We, you know, you're welcome here anytime to hang out with us and, you know, and then just kick it with us, man, and, you know, keep telling us about what's going on with you, what's new. No doubt. No doubt. Well, bro, I just want to say, like I said, I know the fans were happy. You know, we got a chance to, you know, to talk to you tonight and listen in. They got a little bit more information about what's going on with you and some of your future projects. And definitely, everybody, make sure you check out and go get Watch the Clone. Definitely a hilarious and talented album together. So make sure you guys definitely go check that out. And like I say, Avion, you know, you're welcome here, man. This your crib now. Doing, I'm gonna keep telling everybody to go check out A Haunted House, man, and definitely get that Watch the Clone out.
I appreciate it.
All right, bro. You have a blessed night.
All right, you too, man.
All right.
All right, peace.
The Hour Show Radio Network getting it in, ladies and gentlemen. That was the one and only, the incredible Mr. Avion Crockett hanging out with us, talking about the new Watch the Clone album, and definitely make sure you guys go check out the number one comedy movie in America, A Haunted House. Man, getting it in. Yeah, they can make you laugh, too, so in every aspect. So,
yeah,
and I think that's the one. Oh, yeah, and that's the wonderful thing about comedians, man, because they're so multi-talented and so multi-versatile. I mean, you really don't know how they're going to hit you with the, you know, with the entertainment or with the talent. So it's almost like, okay, what do you got for me next?
Definitely. And I applaud the way he's doing this, the stand-up, when he's saying he's going straight raw with it, because I know, like, since his background is with, you know, improv and things like that, you would think he'd do,
right,
do something more in line of, like, Cat Williams doing those skits leading up to a stage, you know, production. But, yeah, straight raw would probably be a nice little twist for his career.
No doubt. CK, what you think, bro?
He's absolutely amazing. I just got done looking at the Eminem and Dr. Dre suit that he did, and it was really funny. Now I'm looking at him with Chris Brown doing Michael Jackson, so, you know. You know,
And that's what I'm saying, man. He gets it in, man. That's what I told everybody. Support, you know, keep supporting API, man. He's doing his thing. He out there. He coming up, man. And that's what I like to see, man. Talented cats like that, you know, just pulling out all the stops, man, and just, you know, showing you, man, I'm multi-versatile, multi-talented in these different areas, and I just want you guys to see what I have and what I can do with it, you know. So definitely make sure you guys check it out. I guess, guys, real quick before we kick this music break off, oh, my goodness, Shorty Lowe's ex-girlfriend, JJ, is pregnant.
That's
12
or 11?
Is that
still 11 or that's
12?
Bad things always feel so good. Why can't I just stay away? Though our situation was understood, still does not mean
up in the morning and it will not be the same. Every day it feels like we just play the same old game.
Mental solitary confinement, solar botany, plants on consignment, southern water flow, instrumental pirate, was a roach among rats, now a tyrant, shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant, check the problems in my world, I'm smiling, honky digging that computer, new hybrid, they took my brain and traveled galaxies to hide it, absent-minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the booth like where the time went, sunshine in my thoughts, I combine it, bind it, then I change the climate, rhyming. Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, hear these real raps. No punchlines. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie laying on the shade tree. Hold a head. Kiss a hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like.
Cool world, my name is Serenatus Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next Artist on the Rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenatus Penn Blog Review, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hour Show in the building. Tuesday Spots. The brothers is in the building. You already know. What? I said the brothers is in the building. You already know. Yeah, that was a rerun. You know, I got to do that to y'all every now and then to catch you. You know, sometimes y'all be sleeping, you know, drinking Kool-Aid with rum in it. I don't know what you're doing. So sometimes I got to do that to you to bring you back to reality. But D Slate, L-E-O, CK is back. D Hour Show Tuesday Spot playing the hits. That was the Dungeon Family Generation X with Beautiful Blue. Oh, yeah. Getting it in. Hit. For the fit-ins. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you already know what the time is right now. It's time for the brothers to conversate. It's time for the brothers to give you some real men talking. It's time for real men to talk. It's time for us to get our convo, give our viewpoints about what we think or how we feel the question is being asked, and we just give our viewpoints about, you know, for anybody that may need some advice on it or want to know what we think about it. We give our opinions and our viewpoints about particular questions regarding relationships and different things like that. So it's real men talking, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready to pop it off. Any of the brothers want to start it off? TK, Leo?
I had a guest speaker come on to ask us a few questions. I don't know if she's on cue right now.
Well, let's see, because we do have a caller on the line. So let's go to the lines right now and see if LEO's guest speaker is in the house. Area code 330, the last four digits, 6532. You're on the line with the Real Brothers of the Hour Show, Real Men Talking. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Angelica, and I'm calling from Worcester, Ohio.
Well, well, Angelica, thank you so much for calling in from Ohio. I know it's cold in Ohio right now, right?
Yeah, it actually is. It's very cold.
I mean, I'm talking Frosty the Snowman just walking all over the place, huh?
Yeah.
It's all good. Oh, good. Now, what's the temperature out there right now?
29.
Ooh, 29. Man, you can make some Kool-Aid. You can make some Kool-Aid and just ice cubes just falling from the sky. You ain't even got to go to the refrigerator. That's just bad.
Right.
That's just bad. Okay, Angelica, do you have any questions for us for Real Men Talking tonight?
I do. I've actually thought of some, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight on our segment. What's your first question?
My first question is, when a girl is dating a guy, should he pay for everything? Like, or is it okay for the girl to pay for at least, like, you know, one date or however you want to put it?
Okay, I have a definitely a great viewpoint about that, but I'm gonna let my brothers go first. CK, Leo, anyone of you guys wanna take a stab at that first?
I guess I'll take a jump in the rope. Here we go. my spin on this is, personally, matter of fact, let me give you the technical viewpoint on it. A girl should be willing to take, you know, some of the time to pay for it. But me personally, I will always come prepared to pay for everything. I'm gonna come prepared because I do feel obligated to do it. Like, especially if I invite the person out. Now that's also situational, because if a female was the one to invite me out on a date, I would probably expect her to have it to pay. But
so I think it should balance out personally.
So CK, when you say that when somebody's ass out, do you mean that when the person's link card is deactivated and their wick stamps are expired because somebody signed it in crayon? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
I feel that, bro. I feel that though. You know
what
I'm saying? I understand that.
Wow.
That's real.
Wow.
You know, but you know what, fellas, I'm gonna take my stab at it, and I'm gonna say this. I guess it depends on the couple, and I guess it depends on the environment. I guess it depends on the whole situation, because there's a couple of different ways you can really come at that. I mean, yeah, naturally, for a very long time, you know, a lot of times when men go out on dates, yes, the man is going to pay for it. He's going to insist to pay for it. He's going to be prepared and ready to definitely do that if he's taking a woman out on a date, of course. But what's been going on throughout time and throughout the years and decades, what's happening is that women have been put in situations, and I know ladies going to raise they're going to throw a fist up in the air and start screaming when I say this, but what's going on is that over the years, what's been happening is there's a lot of men out there who's been kind of trying to use that to their advantage, okay? And when I say that, I'm saying that it's a lot of guys out there. I know dudes is like, D, come on, man. You're messing up the game. We might have to revoke your card. Listen here. I'm just being real, brothers. It's called Real Men Talking, so let me let the ladies know the deal. Now, what I'm saying is that is that what brothers have been doing is that they'll pay for the date and they'll pay for that. Now, they feel like the woman owe them something. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they owe them something because it's like,
oh,
now, some guys out there feeling like, okay, I got paid for this, this, and this, and that. Boom, you go back, y'all go back to the crib for a nightcap. He feel like she owe him something. And we all know I'm not talking about a tip for the waiter. No, we're not talking about that. He feel like that she straight owe him something or owe him some type of sexual favor. So a lot of times what's been going on, a lot of women don't want to feel uncomfortable like that, and a lot of them don't want to be put in a situation because they don't know that guy. So they don't want to be put in a situation where they don't want to feel like they owe that dude something. And in situations, a lot of guys have gotten away with that because they'll throw that out there in subtle hints, and now they make that woman feel a little guilty about it and feel a little bad about the fact that he didn't pay for everything. So, boom, they fall right into the trap, and it's Spider-Man all night long. Now, what I'm saying is that a lot of women are saying, you know what, these days I'm an independent woman. I work. I got my money. You know what? We go out. It ain't got to be
that drive
gotta
more than y'all.
About, oh, exactly. She ain't got to feel guilty about nothing. She's cool. Yeah. She said, you know what? I paid for my stuff, dude. I owe you absolutely nothing.
So, let me ask you this real quick, dude. Let's say the date that they go on is McDonald's.
Oh,
and
wow.
They have to. He's kind of run out of money. All the thing he got, like 50 cents, he told her, he gonna half on a McDouble for a dollar. I mean, would that work out in that case?
Well, I'm gonna say
no.
This, DK. I'm gonna say this because sometimes, you know, I mean, there's a lot of fake coins and fake money out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he could easily be like, you know, he could easily be like Chris Rock, and I'm gonna get you, sucker. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what can I get, you know, for half a McDouble. I mean, I don't know how you can go half on a McNugget. That's really not gonna work. You know, I mean, if you wanna share the dollar drink, all you gotta do is bring you a couple of Dixie cups. You good to go.
You might as well do the apple pie. Just do the apple pie.
Yeah.
You get two for one.
There it is. You know, bring us some Dixie cups. You're good. Angelica, do you have any other questions for us?
Oh, my word. Yeah, sure. How do you guys feel about a girl that wears a weave? Or do you like it? Like, or does it not matter? How do you guys feel?
Handle
your business, bro.
I'm gonna let Elio come in on right because we might be telepathing each other on this one, but
okay,
hair is hair. I mean, you know, I love women with weave, but then again, that weave got moths at night. Sometimes it get old. The tracks might be a little tugging, a little loosely something, you know. But I love my natural sisters, you know. Wearing your stuff. I love that stuff. I love that stuff. But I mean, I'm just going to say, when the lights go off, it's all the same.
Oh,
man. I don't know. I can do without it. I guess it's give or take. Depending on how it looks, the texture. Because some people... weaves are just wicked. I mean, wicked. it got to be right. If you're gonna have weaves, it has to be right and manageable. But you gotta keep creative blend. Especially if I'm in a relationship with you, if you really need the weave, okay, I can you know cope with you for a little while. But you gotta give me that switch up. That bang, give me some natural this week. Next week, throw a little bit of weave in. It gotta be a transition.
Yeah, but Elio, you don't want them looking like Halle Berry one day and then Cher the next day. That's all I'm saying, bro.
What's up with that? What's up with? Can we address that situation?
You don't want them looking like that. You know what I'm saying?
Straight,
you don't want them.
They're going straight.
Big Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Big Janet Jackson one day and Freddie Jackson a week later. You really don't want it to go down like that.
Exactly.
You don't want it to go down like that, Elio. You don't want it to go down like that.
Look, you gotta be consistent.
I'm gonna say this. First of all, I'm not gonna hate on the ladies out there that want to wear weave. If you want to get your weave on, that's cool. I have a few things that I ask. If you want to wear some weave, all I ask is take the price tag off. That's all I'm asking. Take the price tag off. And I'm saying too, and I can feel what Elio talking about. Okay, I can feel what he's talking about because, you know, I don't want to have the small hair. Then they try to put that in a ponytail. And it looked like they got a thumb on top of their head. And all I'm saying is, if you gotta throw some weave on it, go ahead and throw some weave on it. Just don't take the price tag off, and we good to go. You know what I'm saying? We good. You know, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I have no problem with that. That's no. I mean, you want to get your weave on? Get your weave on. I mean, if you want.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you, and we thank you so much for coming on Real Men Talking with us tonight. And again, ladies, if you guys have questions and you want to ask us something, you want to know what the real men are thinking, please, by all means, you can email us your questions, drhourshow@gmail.com. You can go on Facebook or Twitter, you know, if you see the DHour Show page or you see CK or Elio on Facebook and you want to hit us with the questions for everyone talking. Oh, by all means, give us the questions, and we'll be more than happy to let you guys know what we think.
I mean, I believe in you.
I believe in it, CK. That's all I'm saying. You know,
that's right.
I mean,
that's the quote for today.
Right. I just don't want to feel like, you know, if my lady has a weave, I don't want to feel like, you know, those head to shoulder dolls the girls be playing with. I just don't want to feel like I have one of those. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. You know, I don't want to feel like I'm playing with a Barbie. That's all. You know, that's all I'm saying. But brothers, you guys have any other questions for Real Men Talking tonight?
I got one.
Well, we'll make this the last one. Go ahead.
Just simply speaking on the hair subject, I had a friend by the name of Trish ask me, why do men say they want quote unquote real women, yet they chicks got weave and makeup for days, and she's like, I got like 70 likes on a pic with weave, but 20 with natural.
Wow. Can you tell me that again? I was lost with the weave and the makeup.
I know. Okay. She said, why do men say they want a quote-unquote real woman, yet they have chicks that got weave and makeup for days? So she was saying she got like 70 likes on a chick when she had weave, but 20 with natural hair.
I mean, I just honestly think To take my twist on that, that just has a lot to do with visual representation. That's just it may not be in actuality. We feel like that because the pictures that we like online may not be what we want to be with at home. It's just that might be just the fantasy world, you know, the fantasize about that. But it's fake. So it's not going in depth with how someone really feels about a situation. I don't it's hard to word it, but I know it's pictures that I like that I won't see myself with. Like it's a girl with a nice body that's up there. That may not be something I want to take home. I may.
And without makeup, if she looks beautiful without weave and without makeup, what I want fellas to envision, what I want fellas to think about is, if your lady looks good, looks beautiful without weave and makeup, just imagine what she looks like with it. Just imagine what she'll look like with it. So meaning that if your lady looks beautiful without makeup, you know, and you like, damn, she's still fine without makeup, and then you guys decide you want to go out somewhere special.
To integrate with that, to add to that, so what do we say about this one female then? If all her hits just come from when she has the makeup on and the weave,
well,
is
that
she
means
a below average girl?
That if she got a lot of hits when she had the makeup and the weave on, that means that it's a lot of shallow Hal brothers out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shallow Hal brothers out there.
I'm gonna say this real quick. I think that when they're used to seeing her look one way, and then she switch it up and do something different, it probably is appealing at the time. But I don't think it's something too depth they look into it. Because who they're with, it was who they're with before she posted that picture.
But see, I feel, you know what, CK, I feel that. But I don't want my lady to go from beautiful around I don't want my lady to go from beautiful around town to Ringling Brothers Burnham and Bailey Crown. See, that's what I'm saying. It's a difference, you know. I don't want to feel like when she's you know looking natural and beautiful, we get in the car, we going out, we smooth. And then once she put all the weave and makeup on, I don't want to feel like when we getting out of the car to go somewhere, about 20 other clowns is about to get out the car behind us. See, I don't want to feel like that.
Right. Could we go as far as getting that before and after posted on your page so we get a visual representation of what this girl actually looks like?
There it is.
Okay.
And you make up your mind. But I mean, it's a lot of superficial, you know, men and women out there. I mean, it's a lot of superficial brothers out there. I mean, yeah, you know, the woman with the natural look, you know, you're gonna be like, yeah, whatever. And he see the chick with the long, luxurious hair, and the makeup that she put on with an airbrush. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. You know, so, you know, he's going to look at, you know, the whole supermodel, superstar, you know, celebrity type look, you know, rather than, you know, appreciate the woman with that all natural, you know, with that all natural look. So, yeah, it's a lot of cats out there that are superficial like that. You just got to kind of decide yourself as a woman, okay, do I want to just keep going on with this persona with the weave and the makeup and keep getting likes like that, or do I want cats to just, you know, like me for me and want me for me when I have the natural look? You just got to make that decision.
That's a good one.
There it is. Real men talking, ladies. Fellas, real men talking. It goes down like the can. Tuesday spot, D Slate, CK, LEO, we're in the building. We're going to take a quick music break right now. When we come back, oh, it's time to see if D Slate can go 4-0 or 0-4 and stump D Slate, the trivia segment where the brothers, LEO and CK, give D Slate trivia questions to see if he can come up with the real answer and the right answer. Knowledge is on the table. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, ladies and gentlemen. It's a terrible thing to waste. We got music, Idris with Millionaire. And when we come back, oh, it goes down. You already know. Tuesday spot. Let's get it.
Close, just throw them all on the floor. Right now, ladies and gentlemen,
it is now time for the trivia segment. We like to call Stomp D. Slate. We're going to see if D. Slate can go 4-0 or 0-4. How is the knowledge? Is he going to put the knowledge all on the table? We're going to find out right now on Stomp D. Slate. Brothers, what do you have for me?
You want to start this, Ika?
Not quite yet. I'm still putting together the one I'm doing. You ready, Elio?
I have the first one. This is football trivia. What Chicago Bears great ran 6 kickoffs back for touchdowns over 7 seasons? A. Steve Young. 2. Jerry Rice. 3. Gale Sayers. 4. Terman Thomas.
Let's see. Knowledge is power. I'm going to go with Gale Sayers.
Let me go click for the answer. Give me 1 second, and you are correct.
1-0, D. Slate has got the big boy boots on tonight. It's going down, ladies and gentlemen. They trying to stomp D. Slate. He 1-0. Fellas, what do you have for me?
I have some more football trivia for you if you're not ready yet, CK.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Who threw for a record 6 touchdown passes and 1 Super Bowl in 1995? That is with the same selection. Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Gale Sayers, or Terman Thomas?
Oh, man. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to say again, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But when you just drop the power and you just turn that switch on, you're unstoppable. I'm going to say it's like that Denzel Washington movie. You're unstoppable. I'm going to go ahead and say Steve Young, final answer.
That is correct.
2-0. D. Slate got the Timberlands on now. He got the Timberlands. Oh, yeah, trying to stomp D. Slate. It's not going down. I'm like a nuclear.
All right. Was it A, Kansas City Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt? B, was it was it Ernie Davis, or was it C, Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, what the? I know, you know what? I got to let everybody know, Michael Jordan is just so smooth. I could see him possibly coming up, because he's so multi-talented. I could see him possibly coming up with that, term Super Bowl. But let's see. And when I say that, the knowledge that I have, you know, I really don't like to hide it because it really shows the true quality of education in our country. And I want everybody to know that school is very important and you need to go to school to keep your knowledge flowing, you know, like a busted pipe because it's just going to keep flowing. But I'm going to go out there on a limb and I'm just going to say the first answer, the Kansas City Chiefs owner.
That is correct.
3-0. Oh, D. Slate is on a roll. The Timberlands
got
steel
one.
Toes now. I got steel toes.
Here we go. What team was led to the Super Bowl 7 and 8 by their no-name defense? A. San Francisco 49ers. B. Green Bay Packers. 3. Miami Dolphins. Or D. The Dallas Cowboys.
With their no-name defense. You said it was Super Bowl what now?
No, this is that led to Super Bowl 7 and 8 with their no-name defense.
With their no-name defense.
49ers, Packers, Dolphins, or the Cowboys?
49ers, Packers, Dolphins, or the Cowboys? I really hate to hide this kind of knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to go out and I'm just going to throw it out there and say, whew, Miami Dolphins, final answer.
Bingo, 4-0.
4-0, D-State does it once again. It's 4-0, stomping D-State is hard tonight because it's not going down, ladies and gentlemen. He has done it once again. Knowledge is power. People, please, I implore you, get a diploma. Go to school. It's important. Stubborn D Slate didn't happen tonight. Maybe again next week, ladies and gentlemen. The brothers might be able to get him. He's 4-0 tonight. Oh, it goes down. I swear, it goes down. We're going to take a quick music break when we come back. Oh, the Tuesday spot. We're closing it out. D Slate, CKLEO. Fabulous show tonight, as always. And I'm going to tell you to keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. Noel Gordon, You're My Music. We'll be back.
You have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Once again, welcome back. It's the D-Hour Radio Show Network, Tuesday Spot, D-Slate, LEO, and CK. We are in the building right now playing the hits, getting it in with you guys. It's the closeout time right now. Oh, yeah. I just want to say special shout-out, big ups to the hilarious and the talented Mr. Afion Crockett for joining us on the show tonight. And definitely make sure you guys be on the lookout for his tour, because it's coming to a state near you. Make sure you go on iTunes. Make sure you get his new comedy album, Watch the Clone, because it's going down. Afion is hitting you with all the impressions, with fresh lyrics, fresh beats. Oh, it's going down. Make sure you check it out. And don't forget, the weekend is coming up. You got to go see the number one comedy in America right now, A Haunted House, with Afion co-starring with Marlon Wayans. Make sure you go check it out. Make sure you let him know on Twitter or Facebook how much you appreciate him and you support him, and you're going to keep on looking out and watching out for everything that he's putting out there, and that you do appreciate him as a talented entertainer. Now, if you're a hip-hop artist, if you're a singer, if you're a gospel artist, you want your music played on the show, you want to be interviewed on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. We may possibly be on Instagram. You know, I know it's a picture website. You know, people put pictures on it, and pictures, you know, can speak volumes. So be on the lookout. The Instagram could be coming soon. Absolutely. To close it out, brother, CK, you got any closing comments?
Well, yeah, most of the time I always got something to say. I got some advice for somebody. All right, Shorty Love, I feel like this. Since the show didn't work out on oxygen, here's a few things you can do. One, you can always go apply for a job at McDonald's. I don't know how they're going to divide the check for child support, but, you know, you figure that part out. But if you really want to keep the family together and keep the show going on, I say you should suggest, I suggest that you hit up Mitt Romney. Maybe I can collab on something and go over to Oprah's network and see if y'all can do a show there. And if not that don't work, hit up Kevin Hart and see if you can get on Real Husbands of Hollywood.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real right there. He said a mouthful. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the representatives of birth control and the representative Trojan will get an opportunity to come talk to him. And, you know, and he might want to work with him and do some advertisement with him. Elio, you got to close the comments, bro.
I mean, that may just be his lifestyle. But to close it out, I want to say I definitely had a great time today. nice talking to Mr. Crockett. And then the person that called then, that's Angel. So that was actually one of my first fans about 6-7 years ago. MySpace, she was D Hour, and definitely D Slate. I'm gonna be sending you some emails within the next few days. I have some artists to swing your way for the Saturday night show. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Saturday. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. No doubt. I just want to say again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure as always to give you guys real radio and entertain you guys on a nightly basis. And we do thank you guys so much for listening and supporting us, and continue to keep doing that. We got some incredible shows coming up. You know, it's, you know, this Thursday on Celebrity Thursday, CK, myself, and Miss Fabulous are going to be talking to Pamela Long from the hit group Total, as well as the brothers of Portrait. Yes, the brothers of the hit group Portrait is going to be in the building with us as well. So definitely make sure you guys tune in for Celebrity Thursday. This Thursday, we will be going down. I mean, it's going down. Like a hooker is going down. And, you know, make sure you guys check out Celebrity Thursday with myself, Mitri D, and of course, our new host, Ray Cole. She won't be on this Saturday, but she'll be debuting the following Saturday with us and hanging out and definitely getting it in. And I just want to big ups to my man Afion for joining us tonight. And be on the lookout, because next week for the Tuesday spot, oh, it goes down. The brothers are going to be Tuesday night. A Tuesday night is a terrible thing to waste. That's why Wednesday is the next day. And all I got to say is be safe, get some sleep, and please, please, please put some sugar in the red Kool-Aid. D Slate, CK, LEO, we got to get out of here. People, we'll see you next time.
Deuces.
Good night.